started.
Hello, Rajiv. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
Rajiv?
Just 1 second. I've resumed the recording. All right, go ahead with your questions, please.
Yeah, this is Lakshminarayan, Rajiv. Thanks for answering that. But just to confirm my understanding, if I depart USA and enter, apply for H-1B visa at consulate and come back and then apply for I-485, then would those gaps be forgiven by USCIS?
Yes, they will be.
So they will only consider from the last date I entered United States from that on if I have any gaps or not, correct?
That is absolutely correct.
Okay, sir. Sir, how is the, I know that like I always follow your conference calls, and one time you mentioned that the H-1B visa approval status at the U.S. consulates in India was really bad. So how is the situation now? Do you have any information?
Guys, somebody just hung up, I think. Wow. Okay, I'm going to mute everybody. Just 1 second.
Conference muted.
Okay, so Lakshmi, press *5 on your phone. Lakshmi, press *5. Try *5. Maybe I'm wrong. Press *5 on your phone. Press *5, Lakshmi. Okay. Lakshmi, can you hear me?
Yes, Raju, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine. So,
My name is Krishna.
Oh, Krishna, not you. I'm sorry. I was talking to Lakshmi first. 1 second. Lakshmi, press *5 on your phone. *5. I think we've lost him. Okay, Krishna, go ahead. What is your question?
Krishna, Raju, my question is regarding EB3 to EB2 porting. Mm-hmm. I'm a physical therapist, and my employer has agreed to port my case to EB2 with the change in job title.
Mm-hmm.
And my priority date is April 2010 for EB3, and currently it's open for April.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, like, if I miss in this March, when should I apply again? Like, if I miss, because he's starting the paperwork again for labor and all those things. So I just want to clarify.
I'm a little confused. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You already have an H-1, correct?
Yeah, I have an H-1, and my employer applied for EB3.
Okay, wait. So your H-1 is already current, so there's no problem with H-1 quota, you know that.
No, yeah.
Okay, so you can apply anytime for the H-1 amendment, it is no problem.
So my question is, like, porting my case from EB3 to EB2 category.
Mm-hmm. So porting has no relationship to the H-1 quota, but
okay.
Maybe your question is, what if the priority date is not current by the time my EB2 gets ported? Is that your question?
Yeah, that's my question.
And the answer is, well, that's okay, then you just wait until the EB2 category becomes current again.
So, like, if I apply in March or April, and can I apply still with my old priority date?
So the question is, can I file an I-485 now? Is that what your question is?
No, my question is, like, my I-140 is approved under EB3, and my employer has agreed to apply for EB2 with a change in my job title.
Sure.
And because I asked him to retain my old priority date, which is April 2010,
mm-hmm.
which I can apply under EB2 for right now.
How can you do it right now? Because you don't have an... Oh, you're a physical therapist. Is that...
Yeah, I'm a physical therapist.
Oh, okay, so you don't have to go through the labor certification.
Mm-hmm.
All right, got it. So is your question, can I apply for 485 now if I do an EB2 filing? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, if I do concurrent filing like I-140 and I-485 under EB2,
yes,
can
sir.
I do that?
Because you already have an I-140 approval, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes.
You can use that priority date to do a concurrent filing. If that priority date from EB3 is now current for EB2, go ahead.
Yeah, that's concurrent for in March. My
yeah, no
question
problem.
Is, like, if the paperwork takes place, like, 1 month from now, if I miss this in March, can I still apply in April, or do I
Oh, yes. The way it works is, as long as the priority date is current,
mm-hmm.
you have the option of applying in that month or in any month that it's current.
Okay. Even if the date passes that
yes,
month.
Yes. It does. It's not a deadline that you have to file within that month or never again. You
okay.
can file in any month in which it is current.
Okay. And my question is, like, one more question is, I have my master's in exercise physiology, not in physical therapy. Will it be considered a big problem in the future?
I don't know the answer to that question. I have to look at the law.
Okay.
We've had some issues with physiotherapists EB2. Luckily, the one we did recently from New York, I think, is going to go through fine. Because in New York State, it has become pretty much the normal thing to have a master's degree for a physical therapist. Even their licensing says so.
Okay. Initially, my lawyer said, like, New York State doesn't require bachelor's degree. That's why they are filing my category in EB3.
No, now, actually, especially for the government jobs that we did for New York, they pretty much require a master's degree now.
Okay.
So we were able to file that case relatively trouble-free.
Okay. So this is a different title category, so I guess it won't be a problem, right? It's not the same title.
I certainly hope so. I certainly hope so. It appears to be like that, but I really can't predict because I don't know your particular case. I'm sure your lawyers would be able to handle it.
Okay, Chris Raju, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck. Guys, anybody has any question, press 5-star on your phone, please. Press 5-star. Anybody has any questions? 1, 2, 3 people. Okay. Guys, I'm going to answer only these three questions, and then I have to leave. We'll again congregate in 2 weeks, of course. 4 questions? Okay, that's it. No more. 4 questions. That's it. Okay. 5. All right, 5 then. That's it. I really need to leave. Okay. Area code 212. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rajiv. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hi. First of all, thank you so much for this call. This
yes,
is really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
My question was, I recently, I was a third-party vendor consultant, and I recently moved in to become an employee for a financial firm. And, they would be filing my green card in the next year. However, my green card was already filed by my previous employer, and I have a priority date from that green card. But it was filed under EB3 category. What I was hoping for when my new employer files for my green card, that they file it under EB2 category. Now, for that to happen, I'm told, and the research says that I need to have, in my case specifically, I need to have one bachelor's degree, which I have. I need to have a master's degree, which I don't have. I have a postgraduate diploma in management for 2 years. And my bachelor's is 3 years. What I am doing in addition, because I've been told that, for EB2 category, it will be considered as a combination of these two degrees and I would not qualify. What I'm planning to do in addition to this is currently enroll in an MBA in business administration in distance learning from India. The option is a year's course or a 2 years course. But my question to you was, would that help in me becoming a contender for the EB2 category?
Potentially, yes. But what you need to do is check the status of that particular diploma or degree that you're planning to do through distance learning with a credentials evaluation service, and see if that particular degree or diploma is considered to be the equivalent either by itself or standing together with your bachelor's, 3-year bachelor's degree to be equivalent of a 4-year bachelor's degree. So it's an evaluation that needs to be made by a credentials evaluation service before you spend a year of your life and your hard-earned money into a diploma that may or may not work for you. Double check.
Okay. Okay, so I have BSc plus PGDM plus this diploma, but again, then there'll be combination of degrees, right?
Combination is permitted when you are doing an EB2. Combination is not permitted when it's an EB3.
A lot of people think
that, but that's not true. Think about it this way. Mm-hmm. In order for somebody to have a master's, they have to have a bachelor's, correct?
Correct.
So EB2 necessarily requires combination of degrees.
Isn't this a true statement?
No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just think about it this way. That's the easiest way to remember it. This whole thing makes no sense. But let me put it to you this way. If you had a 3-year BCom and 2-year MCom, I could not do an EB3 as a bachelor's degree. But I could do an EB2 as a bachelor's plus 5. I can combine these two for an EB2, but I cannot combine them for an EB3.
Okay.
Makes no sense. I know. It makes no sense. I mean, I'll give you an example, a very ludicrous example. If somebody has a 3-year bachelor's degree in computer science, and then a 3-year bachelor's and 3-year master's, okay, I cannot do an EB3 for them as a bachelor's degree holder because they have a 3-year degree and I can't combine degrees. But if I use EB2, I can have them as master's degree. Okay, so don't think too hard about it. Just let your lawyers worry about it. Bottom line is, it may be possible if your diploma is recognized, either by itself or combined with your degree.
Okay, my PGDM now is also AICTE recognized.
I have no idea what that means. I think you posted a message on immigration.com also. I was answering some of the messages this morning, and I said the same thing. I said I have no idea what that means. You have to check with a credentials evaluation service.
Okay, I'm going to check with them and see if this MBA and distance learning.
And make sure they compare it to Acrao Edge, AACRAO.
I think that's Acro is where I actually submitted my initial.
Acro is not an organization that you submit evaluations to. Acrao is simply Acrao, AACRAO. It's an organization that maintains a database called Edge, which the credential evaluation services should use to evaluate to see if your degree would be recognized by the USCIS.
Acro does the evaluations as well, I believe.
They shouldn't. I do not believe that they do.
I got mine.
AACRAO. Hang on one second.
Yes.
I'm just doing a Google on
it. It's All American Association.
American Association of Collegiate Registrars, et cetera, et cetera. That's what you may be, you know, a lot of these companies, they take advantage of these names and it sometimes gets confusing. So Acrao is, if you just type AACRAO,
mm-hmm.
You pull up a site, that's what Acrao is. That's what I'm referring to.
Yeah, and this is the same one. So they actually said that my evaluation was equivalent to a bachelor's degree in the U.S. However, it was a combination of degrees. And when the lawyers saw that, they said that a combination of degrees will not qualify you for an EB2.
It can qualify you when tell them to read the law. It does qualify you when you are filing for an EB2. They are incorrect.
Okay. I also heard you earlier on the call saying 10 years of experience might help. So I have that as well.
That's something to look into when we have nothing else we can hang on. In your case, it might be possible just to do it with the combination of
straight off
slash diplomas.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
All right. Cheers.
Okay. It looks like most of the people hung up and there's only one person left, so that is good. Because, like I said, I do need to get out. Go ahead. Area code 718, all yours.
Hey, Rajiv, this is Deepak. It's regarding the LCA notice of filing issue.
Ah, where you can't get into the premises, of course.
Yeah. So, the present client location and new location both are in the same geographical statistical area.
Mm-hmm.
So, is a new LCA.
See, an LCA still has to be filed. When there is any movement of the client site, an LCA still has to be filed. But look into the 30-day exception. That may apply to your case. Somebody needs to sit down and figure out the numbers, and you may be able to work at the new client site for up to 30 days without having to file an LCA. And then once you've got access to posting, then you file the LCA.
Okay. How about an electronic posting? Would that
I don't remember the rules. I believe one can be done in lieu of the other or in combination with the other. Somebody has to review the regulations. I don't remember them off the top of my head, not to this degree of granularity.
Okay.
So I believe that one easy way to do is just take that 30-day exception. That's fine, perfectly legal to do that. Or then electronic posting instead of the physical posting, if that's allowed.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, well, it between the time I was gone and, you know, I think we have two more people who decided to have questions. Okay, guys, let's take you on. Area code 303, go ahead, please.
Hey, Rajiv. My question is that I actually filed for my H1N and the I-485 adjustment of status around the second week of September.
Mm-hmm.
And now, while H-1B is still pending, the adjustment of status has been approved, but the H-1 LCA was filed for the East Coast, so I had to move, you know, temporarily to East Coast to comply with the law. But unfortunately, my card, the green card which was sent, got returned back. Do you think, like, is there a, I mean...
It's not at the end of the world. There's a procedure for it to be sent to a new address. Don't worry about it.
No, I already did that. I know all that. I already did that, you know, called the... in fact, I had even filed the AR-11 when I actually moved.
Good.
And yeah, I also did the service request.
That doesn't bother
as well.
Me. The fact that you are working on the West Coast, just move to the East Coast to comply with the green card requirements.
No. The green card is for the West Coast, but the H-1 was filed for the East Coast.
But you are working now on the East Coast. Doesn't matter what coast you're working on. Just move back to the green card coast. That's what I want you to do.
All right. Okay, cool. Thank you so much.
You're
welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, boys and girls, this is the very last question of the day. 305. Go ahead, please. Area code 305. Go ahead.
Hey, Rajiv.
Hello, sir.
Hey, this is Andrew, and this is in response to the question number first.
I can barely hear you. If you just speak up a little louder, we can understand you better. Go ahead, please. Hello? Yeah, the sound is not clear at all. Yeah, are you on a cell phone? I can't hear you, sir. I can't hear you. Sorry. I have put in my email in the beginning of this call. Send me an email. I'll try to call you back. Okay. If you send me an email today, I'll call you back today, or maximum by tomorrow. All right. I have to hang up now, guys. Good talking with all of you. Thank you for being here. Bye now.